Warm greetings, smiling viewers. We're so happy you could join us again in the kitchen on today's Vegetarianism, The Noble Way of Living. Chef Carrie Brown and his guest, actress Joanne Rose, will be making the sauces for yesterday's preparations and putting on the finishing touches for the lavish and delicious Christmas feast.
We are making, cherry?
Cherry, we're making a cherry sauce for soy duck.
Yes, and what do you do to make this cherry sauce?
So what we do is we use a vegan margarine. Mm-hmm. So we want to put that in first.
Mm-hmm.
We want to have it nice and soft.
And you're doing what, 1 cup, I think you said?
Yeah, it's 1 cup.
Of vegan margarine, okay.
And what we're going to do is we're going to add some whole wheat flour.
Ooh.
And we're going to tip that in.
Okay, go ahead.
So when it gets like a light brown color, what we're going to do is we're going to add this entire jar of cherries, including the liquid.
Oh, and now those are maraschino cherries, and they're in a light syrup, so there's not too much sugar there.
There getting you go. Nice.
And you can see the roux is forming.
It's coming all together.
Oh, look at that.
It's sticking well.
That was good.
Okay, so what we're going to do is chip in the whole jar.
Ooh. While you're mixing, let me shake the bottle for you. And we're going to let that come to what, a light boil?
Yes, at least a light boil. And then we will add some extra flavoring.
Ooh, can I do that?
Yes, you can.
Let's see. This is organic cinnamon.
Organic
and we're
cinnamon.
Put, ooh, let's see here. 1 teaspoon of organic cinnamon. Let's see there. Very good. Oop, one. Okay.
Perfect.
And a little bit of ginger, about the same, 1 teaspoon of ginger.
It gives a nice taste.
Again, organic ground ginger. It's an amazing world we live in where we can have all the enjoyment and all the pleasures of a holiday and at the same time help protect our earth a little bit. And that's
right. It's about caring for, like, yeah, animals, the planet.
So we bought a lot of local foods. Most of our meal is local. And we've got no animal ingredients.
Which is wonderful.
May I just add a little bit of organic grape juice into it? Try mixing that around. Is it getting a little looser?
Oh, there it is. It brings
it
a richer color, too.
You can use almost any fruit juice. I love Concord grape juice because it just tastes good. And it doesn't really cover the flavor of the cherries, but it does allow you to mix. When you put water in there, it kind of loosens it up, and it does much the same thing, but it does it without flavor. We're going to let that come to a light boil and just kind of cook there for about 2-10 minutes at the very most.
We'll just keep stirring it all the way through.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is about ready to go into the oven and sit there. And when we come back, we've got a couple of more interesting recipes.
Oh, I can't wait.
Ooh. So we got gravy out of cherries for the duck.
For the soy duck, yes.
And we've got what? Gravy for the
Mushroom
turkey?
Gravy?
Mushroom gravy for the turkey? I think I'm going to come to this party tonight.
I think you should.
Let's do it!
Let's go for it.
Woo! So
right now we're putting in it's actually a vegan margarine.
Mm-hmm. So you're putting one whole cup in there, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Just gonna finish it up here.
Boy, that looks good.
And let it melt.
I'm going to add...
Yes, we're going to slice mushrooms.
Whoa, here we go. And then we're going to take this wonderful concoction I put here, which is actually a mixture of celery and onions. We're going to put those in there.
Okay.
And we're going to let the onions cook until they go translucent.
Right. Okay. So we're going to mix all of this together.
And we're going to mix around and mix around and mix around. In our last gravy, we used wheat as the binding agent.
Yes.
This time we're going to use cornstarch and water. Just a little different. Cornstarch is going to give it a kind of a clear look, a little prettier maybe. Any starch product you use, it's most important to mix it before with the liquid at approximately the right temperature. Here we're cheating a little bit, but the liquid itself is a little warm, but not really as hot as the liquid we're going to drop it into. That way we'll get no lumps, and that's important.
Okay, that's
looking
great.
Now, we're going to put in just a little bit of garlic.
Okay, great.
That's about half a teaspoon.
Yes.
Okay. And we're going to put in a half a teaspoon. And we're going to put a half a teaspoon of minced garlic, too. Just
that
to
beautiful.
Round the flavor out just a little bit.
Okay.
3 teaspoons of wonderful chicken flavoring. Chicken flavoring is made from autolyzed yeast. That's yeast cooked to a temperature and held there for a certain period of time. It's real complicated. It takes a lot of electronic equipment, but boy, it sure tastes just like chicken.
So for those who say that they can't give up chicken, this is one way that they can try an alternative.
It has the same flavor and taste. So how are you surviving the acting business?
Doing well. I've actually got my own comedic web series, a vegan web series, actually.
Wow.
It's called Vegan 101.
Vegan 101. Huh? What's it like?
It's basically a series of sketches that I've written, produced, and star in. And it's taking the situations that we come across as vegans in everyday life and highly exaggerating them.
Now, all of these recipes, everything we do, even the foods that we aren't cooking for you today but are going to serve today, will be available on the website or at the end of the programs. We did a lot for a small group, so you can see the broad range of options and ideas you can have to make this a safer world and make yourself a safer person. You know, add food in, take food away, just have some fun with it, because this is a holiday and...
Holidays are all about fun.
Yeah, and goodness. Incidentally, this is a fairly mild gravy, because our turkey, as you'll discover, is actually coated with some wonderful spices and things. So we wanted to match a little bland flavor with a little spiciness.
And so it's not too overpowering.
That's exactly right. So it's got a range. And it's also good on dressing this way. Well, that's it. That's all there is to making a gravy. And you know, I think you'll find this tastes fresh. And it tastes good. Really good. And best of all, it's local. It didn't come in a can. 1,000 miles away, it came right from here locally. Okay, we'll be back in just a little bit to finish up these wonderful recipes. It's time for the piece de resistance, our dessert. You saw us build this lovely tree, and you take the tree, you take the fruit off the tree, and you put in a fork
and dip it in this delicious chocolate fondue sauce.
Decadent! And it's all vegan. Can you believe that? Would you please begin?
Let's get started.
Okay.
Okay, so what we want to do is we have get half a cup of vegan margarine.
Yes.
So we measure about this much.
Ooh, look at that.
And we put it in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we have some cherry flavored juice, which the cherry flavor. We just mix that together. It's going to melt soon.
Now, the cherry is just there to round the flavor of the chocolate. It is not going to taste cherry. It's going to taste chocolate. Now, this is unsweetened chocolate. There we go. It's 1 cup.
Just like that.
Okay. Now, what is next that we get? This is brown sugar. Now, in our case, we're using a brown sugar substitute, which is called Splenda, which is 50% brown sugar and 50% sugar. Now 50% Splenda, I'm sorry, which gives you less carbs. And that goes in like that.
Just
all
stir that
start
in.
To melt. Sure.
It's melting very nicely.
And now we're gonna add some cream. Now this is a special cream. It comes out of Germany. And it's called soya cream.
And
it's gonna melt
tough.
Down. Well, it's gonna melt down real fast and make a delicious cream taste. And now you've made a decadent fondue.
It smells beautiful, doesn't it?
You only had smell-o-vision. And you know what we didn't do?
Some coffee,
yes.
It's like a pinch of that.
A pinch of coffee. We're going to use... This is just as a coffee. Oops, too much. Just a tiny little bit there.
And that's instant coffee.
Yes. And the purpose of that, again, is not to taste like coffee and not to taste like cherry, but to round the flavor of the chocolate.
I think it enhances the chocolate flavor for sure.
Yeah, it sure does.
That looks like it's coming together perfectly.
Perfectly. And we'll put that into our this little fondue pot. Will we heat her under it? Boy, are we going to be lovely. You got it. You're ready. So we'll see you next at dinner and arriving guests and... Thank you for watching all this good food. We'll be back.
Bye.
Hey, oh boy, they're here finally. I've been cooking all day and they're finally here. Wow! I'm funny.
Yeah,
wow! Happy holidays, everybody! Oh! For me? Mm-hmm. Ah. Ooh. Well, this is a serious moment of our evening because we get a chance to thank the Lord, thank mankind, thank each other for making the world a better place, for making the world kinder to animals, for making the world healthier, and for all of us being vegans. God bless you all. Thank you all. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Cheers.
And let's eat!
Yes.
Cheers.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know this is a secret recipe? Yes, it's a secret recipe, so we're very fortunate. I do not know the secret. I know the secret of where to get it.
But,
pardon me? Yes, I know this wine. They have a white wine as well, which is delicious. Vegan, non-alcoholic, and incredibly good.
Yeah.
And the pâté. Delicious.
Thank you.
Very, very good.
It's different, I hope, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I really like this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to get it.
It's wonderful.
You know, eating vegan is especially important this time of year. Because, just because this is a time of year when we should be giving life.
Of love.
Taking life. Mm-hmm. And love. Yes, love is important. And it is so easy to be a vegan and to like people and to love life. And you know, we're doing so much good for ourselves.
Well, I've noticed that my my body is so much healthier since I became a vegan. My senses are more acute, my sense of smell, my sense of hearing, my sense of sight. So it's just such a win-win-win on so many different levels, for the environment, to protect the planet, for the compassion to the animals, for one's own health, for one's spiritual one's spiritual practicing. It's just, it's amazing. I mean, veganism is just, A, the food is delicious. Hello, thank you very much.
Can I serve someone salad?
Yes.
Yes.
So this is our Christmas salad, and was done by Joanne, and who had to leave early into that. That's why she's not here. So she wanted me to say to everyone how much she enjoyed our company and how happy she was that she could be making food for us. And
that's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's very colorful.
Vegan cheese in here. Wow.
And different colors. Tomatoes.
Christmas
tomatoes.
I know.
You have green and red tomatoes. So.
Oh, joy to the world! We're eating salad.
Delicious.
Delicious.
Mm.
He's an excellent.
Carrie, this is incredible food.
Thank you.
Really, really good.
Wow, so much flavor. Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Wow.
I can't decide what I want to eat first.
I know, it all looks so good.
I have one thing to say, leave room for dessert.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even think about dessert.
Mm.
Wow.
I remember, when I was younger, that vegan food had a reputation for being bland,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Flavorless, mm-hmm. No character. So it's like, I think even today people, there's still that residual reaction to right. Vegan food. Oh, vegan food? Oh, no flavor, no good. Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, trust me, vegan food is delicious.
Right.
Could I have the haggis, please?
I love the haggis. The haggis is amazing.
Thank you for your joyful company on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please stay with us for Between Master and Disciples. Up next on Supreme Master Television. May this season of giving and the coming new year provide inspiration for uplifting and compassionate changes in your life. For more information and to order Carrie Brown's Vegan Country Smoked Chicken-Free Chicken, please visit www.followyourheart.com.
what details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.